This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. South Africa's leader went to Johannesburg's Soweto township on Sunday to view badly damaged shopping centers where people were trampled to death in rioting sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 212 people have died in South Africa's unrest, many of them trampled to death when shops were looted. More than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism. President Cyril Ramaphosa toured the Indofaya Mall in the Meadowlands part of Soweto, where at least 10 people died during the looting. The unrest erupted earlier this month when Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. He had defied a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry investigating allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers, and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's deaths brought Germany's death toll to 157. It's its worst natural disaster in almost six decades. The current European toll is 188. About 110 people have been killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. The European floods began on Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. In Belgium, which will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday, water levels were falling on Sunday, and the cleanup operation was underway. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said Sunday he's worried about the increasing number of new coronavirus cases in the country. He laid part of the blame on social media companies for not doing enough to remove misinformation about the need to get vaccinated. He told Fox News that the pandemic isn't over, but the good news is that those who are vaccinated are still highly protected. He noted that 95% of the deaths occurring now in the United States, which amounts to more than 250 a day, are of people who have not been vaccinated. About 25,000 new cases are being diagnosed every day in the United States, roughly the same level as in April 2020, when the pandemic first swept through the country. Police said Sunday that 13 people were killed in Kenya and many others seriously burned when an overturned petrol tanker exploded in western Kenya as crowds thronged to collect the spilling fuel. The fuel truck collided with another vehicle and toppled over late Saturday near Malanga, some 315 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. Onlookers rushed to the scene with jerry cans, but the cargo exploded, engulfing those around in a fireball. Fire crews arrived on the scene 2 hours later to douse the inferno. While those injured in the blast were taken to the hospital, the cause of the explosion is not yet known. Hundreds of Jewish pilgrims have visited a contested Jerusalem holy site under heavy police guard after Muslim worshippers clashed with Israeli security forces there. No injuries were reported after Sunday's renewed tensions. The hilltop compound is revered by Jews as the Temple Mount, site of the biblical temples, and by Muslims as the noble sanctuary, home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. On Sunday, the Jews were visiting to mark a day of mourning over the destruction of the biblical temples. Islamic authorities say police used heavy-handed tactics and that Jewish visitors violated a long-standing ban on prayer. The Algerian Foreign Ministry on Sunday recalled its ambassador to Morocco and hinted at possible further measures in the latest flare-up of tension between the North African neighbors over the disputed territory of Western Sahara. The move was linked to comments from the Moroccan envoy to the United Nations on Algeria's Kabylie region, the ministry said, after the envoy drew the region into the decades-old row over Western Sahara. Morocco claims the area, as does the Algeria-backed Polisario Front rebel group, which is fighting for the independence of Western Sahara, a Spanish colony until the mid-1970s, now largely occupied and administered by Morocco. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.